Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in New Orleans, Louisiana on March 11th. Tickets are on sale now. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Chris Cahill from Winnetka, Illinois.
Beautiful Winnetka, not far from here. What do you do here?
I am a database marketing consultant.
A database marketing consultant.
I help companies analyze their customer data.
Oh, I see.
It's a lot more interesting than it sounds.
Are you the guy who's responsible, like when I order a book on Amazon.com and then all of a sudden something pops up that says, if you ordered this book, you might like blah, blah, blah.
Not directly, but that's kind of the same idea. Mm.
Okay, so you're the guy who at 7-Eleven says, if you like Calvin Klein's Obsession, here, try Stalker.
You buy your perfume at 7-Eleven?
Yes, Charlie,
wow.
I do. Tough time.
I suppose you may need perfume at 2 o'clock in the morning for, you know,
you do
whatever.
Smell like a Slurpee.
Chris, I don't know how you feel about it now, but we're glad you're here. So... Welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and 2 of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here's your first limerick.
My Neanderthal man needs to wake up, because our love life deserves a good shake-up. This foundation I wear to mask facial hair, it's not body paint I wear.
Makeup.
Exactly right. Archaeologists working in Spain recently dug up some seashells containing yellow and red foundation-like pigments, which they argue served as Neanderthal makeup 50,000 years ago. This, along with the discovery of some rudimentary lights and cameras, indicate that Neanderthals routinely appeared on cable news shows. It's further proof that the Larry King Show is older than we believe. Ooh, gone line two, you're next. Here is your next limerick.
Those fast drag racers only drive one way. Let's watch them right after we've done pray. On TV, the guides say, come on to the speedway. Yes, they shout it 3 times. It's on.
Oh, can I have that one more time?
You may. Yeah.
Those fast drag racers only drive one way. Let's watch them right after we've done pray. On TV, the guys say, come on to the speedway. Yes, they shout it 3 times. It's on.
Dun, dun, dun. Can I give a clue?
No. You know what? You think you get it? How about?
It's.
What do you think? Hold on.
Replay?
No, it's Sunday.
Sunday.
This week, we mark the passing of a true innovator in the world of speedway and monster truck rallies. In the early 1980s, radio announcer Jan Gabriel was chosen to produce ads for a racetrack in Indiana. The track's owner wanted to convey 2 things, that racing was exciting and that it was happening on Sunday. Here was Mr. Gabriel's idea. The first Sunday to inform, the second Sunday to confirm, the third Sunday to excite. Thus, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday became an icon of advertising. Mr. Gabriel died fittingly on a Sunday.
Is that right?
That's true.
Jeez.
Here, if you get this one right, you still win. Here is your last limerick.
Staying bottled up leads to health loss. Don't be meek at work while you feel cross. You don't need to yell. Just give management hell. You'll feel great once you've told off the...
boss.
Right, boss. Sure, psychologists tell us to express our anger. Most aren't willing to try it out on the boss. Research presented, though, at the British Psychological Society Conference tells us to go ahead and vent to our employers. Feels good, helps them see their flaws, plus it'll give you a nice push towards starting that new career you've dreamed of. By the way, keeping with this, a little message to our boss, executive producer Doug Berman. We think, we here at Wait Wait, think we should get our own breakfast pastries and not just what the car guys took a bite out of and decided they didn't like.
I want a new tote bag.
Carl, how did Chris do in our show?
Well, enough to win, Peter. Chris had 2 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on his home answering machine.
Well done, Chris. Congratulations. Thanks so much for playing. Bye-bye.